Letters with Smokey, written by Rod McAlco and Dan Goodley with Smokey. Narrated by Kent Sheridan and Alan Sawkins. For Guides Everywhere. Introduction. Rod McAlco. To say that Smokey inspired the writing of this book is an understatement, for without his influence it never would have been written. Smokey came into my life in 1992. He was a big, strong, fast black Labrador retriever, and in addition to that, he was my guide dog. My partner, Tanya Tichkowski, and I were living in Toronto with our two cats, Jesse and Sugar, shortly before Smokey came into our lives. This was a crucial time of my life. My vision was beginning to change, radically. I had been legally blind since my late childhood / early teens. I had always been able to make my way through the world with relative ease. Things were changing, though. I began to experience a great deal of difficulty in getting around and finally reached the point where I gave in to using the white cane. I reasoned that the white cane would not only assist me in getting around relatively safely, it would also indicate to others that I was blind. This reasoning quickly lost its reason. I had been involved in athletics for most of my life. I gravitated to team sports such as football and basketball, both because I enjoyed them and because footballs and basketballs were relatively big and easier for me to see. I also ran track, did gymnastics, and weight trained. These athletic activities gave me a certain grace of movement, even though I was legally blind. I treasured this movement, but like my vision, it too changed, radically. While the white cane did give me a level of safety and did let others know of my blindness, it did nothing to preserve even a modicum of grace in my movement. It was a slow and clunky way of making my way through the world. I attributed this clunkiness to my blindness. There are many blind people, some of whom I know, who use the white cane with competence and grace. I wasn't one of them. It just didn't work for me. It was Tanya that first raised the possibility of a guide dog. After some initial reluctance, I agreed to at least investigate the possibility. Following many discussions and much research on guide dogs and guide dog schools, I found myself in a guide dog training facility just outside of Toronto in Oakville, about to embark on a one-month residential training program to acquire a guide dog. Then Smokey, and things changed, very radically. To this day, I still remember the trainer bringing Smokey to my room at the guide dog school. This is when I knew Smokey and I were a team. To quote previous writing about this experience, the trainer called out from outside my door, "I'm here with your dog." I heard the door open and the words, "Here's Smokey." Trainer left us alone, and we spent the next hour playing with the toys I had purchased for him. I showed him his bed, his food bowl, and the desk drawer where I was storing his treats. Smokey was especially interested in the last, and for the next month he went directly to the desk drawer whenever we returned to our room. We spent the last half hour of our first morning together on the floor, me sitting and Smokey sleeping, his head resting on my lap. At noon, I put his harness on and we proceeded first to his relief area and then to the lunchroom. This was the first of countless times that I put the harness on my guide. I flexed my fingers gently around the harness handle and leash, and in the speaking of the very first forward to Smokey, I knew that my search for a guide was over and that Smokey and I would travel the world together for a very long time to come. Note 1. The month-long training program was intense, but not without its fun. Smokey was highly trained for guide work. I wasn't. The first 2 weeks were spent getting to a level of competence where I could at least begin to allow Smokey to guide me. The last 2 weeks were devoted to honing our skills. What was most fun was getting to know Smokey. He and I got to know each other during that month, figuring out our likes, dislikes, and what made us happy. The month was more than enough time for us to grow very close, to bond, as the trainers put it. A noticeable difference in my movement happened almost immediately as I learned how to work with Smokey. My movements had already started to take on a Smokey-like grace when he and I left the training school and moved home. This is
Sample complete. Ready to continue?